Idleman Unplugged is part of the Edify Podcast Network.
I want to see your face pass me by the crowds of people, the priest who sing your praise.
Hello, my name is Shane Idleman, and I'm the pastor of Westside Christian Fellowship in Leona Valley, California. It is my personal heart and goal for you to see truth through a biblical perspective. I hope that you enjoy this segment of Idleman Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Idleman Unplugged. I am your host, Luke Duncan, and on this episode of the podcast, Pastor Shane shares some of his thoughts and tips on fasting. This segment is the second of two, so be sure to listen to the other segment after you've finished listening to this episode.
I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place.
How long should I fast? And again, spiritual reasons or physical reasons, it depends. For physical reasons, say somebody is, you know, overweight or dealing with some form of cancer or a diet-related disease, most experts agree that you fast until it accomplishes its purpose and until natural hunger is resumed, which natural hunger is a taste in the throat. It's a different sensation than stomach cramps and that type of being hungry. You know it when it's time to eat again. And many people can go quite a while. It's not unheard of to go 21 days, 40 days, 60 days of fasting. And there's plenty of reserves, especially if you're overweight. Vitamin, mineral supplementation is not needed because your body has storage in those areas. Granted, I always recommend medical assistance or medical advice because you're going into uncharted territories for sure. And it depends on, you know, how long do you want to fast is in relation to your health, your overall condition. There's so many things that go into it. So I would say for spiritual reasons, you do it as long as you feel you need to do it. What is God calling you to do? I know a week is definitely a good duration, 21 days. The Daniel type fast. And it's really not a Daniel fast. It's a Daniel healthy eating program. And that's what it is. And it's not bad. It's definitely something I would recommend for most people. And some people start and they want to keep going. And some people start and they want to stop. And so it really depends on the goals, the motivation. And it's really the power of the made up mind. You're going to lose or win this battle in the mind. And it's often recommended to set a duration before the fast begins, because if you don't, it's like, okay, 2 days into this, I'm done. That's enough of this. So what is the reason physical? What is the reason spiritual? And sometimes they run parallel. I know I want to fast for spiritual and physical reasons. I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as God is the priority in that area. So hope that helps. I know there's a lot of questions surrounding the duration. You have to also regulate how are you feeling. Do you feel like your body, you know, if you're getting sick, it's a little bit different than feeling queasy. Then some people recommend eating a little bit and getting through that and then resuming. And so there's great books out there on fasting, great videos from the experts. And so again, take it to the Lord, but understand that it's a process. Understand it's good to set the time in advance. The body's going to fight it and there will be breakthrough. It took me about 5 days of water fasting until I finally hit an incredible season. And then there were ups and downs like a roller coaster. It was just incredible to watch and be a part of. So anyway, the spiritual benefits, the physical benefits, all will play a role in how long you should go.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Idleman Unplugged, be sure to send us your ideas and topics for future episodes of the podcast. You can send us an email at westsidechristianfellowship.org or shaneidleman.com. Again, my name is Luke Duncan, and I am your host of Idleman Unplugged. Thank you for listening to us today, and join us again on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Idleman Unplugged. For more information, visit us at shaneidleman.com. Again, that's shaneidleman.com.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
El Paseo Publications proudly supports the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network. We are committed to quality and Christian publication. Free ebooks can be found at westsidechristianfellowship.org under free ebooks. Books such as What Works for Men and What Works for Young Adults will help readers understand that the obstacles ahead are never greater than God's power to take you through. Books such as What Works When Diets Don't and Feasting and Fasting demonstrate how health can be achieved from a biblical perspective. Other free books such as Answers for a Confused Church and Desperate for More of God show the importance of fully surrendering our lives to Christ. And One Nation Above God is a must read for anyone concerned about the direction of America. Again, free downloads of these ebooks are available at westsidechristianfellowship.org. We are happy about partnering with the Westside Christian Fellowship Radio Network.